Both mayoral candidates say Green Bay should look into selling naming rights to Lambeau Field, but one is taking a slower approach. In a 2000 referendum, voters gave the go-ahead for the city to pursue a sale. At the time of the referendum, there were estimates that rights for the stadium could bring $300 million. But those rosy economic times are over, says David Nenig, who's running for mayor. For the last 21 years, he served as an assistant to the mayor and the city council. Nenig spoke at a Brown County Taxpayers Forum. He said the city has only one shot at getting a good price.
If the value of naming rights is substantially less than what was talked about, let's say we only get between 40 and 60 million for the sale of naming rights, I think we should go back to the taxpayers and see what they want to do.
Nenig says the city may have to wait for the economy to improve before making a deal. But his opponent says Green Bay should pursue a sale now. Jim Schmidt is on the Brown County board. He's also the owner of Famous Manufacturing. Schmidt says delays waste time and money. The Packers have already sold rights to the stadium's atrium and to several gates. Schmidt says that drags Lambeau's overall value down.
You know, everybody talks about this gloom and doom economy. There's some companies out there that are doing very, very well. And the naming rights, and I think we need to study that, whether we do it or not. And the Packers have the ultimate decision. If it's less than $100 million, the Packers can say whether we want to do it or not. But if it's over $100 million, we got to go with the deal.
Whoever wins the election next Tuesday will most likely have to guide Green Bay through budget cuts. Nenig says working on budgets is one of his favorite parts of his job as the mayor's assistant. Schmidt says Green Bay should work to expand its tax base. He's promoting a 1,000-acre industrial park on the city's east side. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.